Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, dictating an industrial report on Paul Ty River. Date of birth is 1/19/1983. Date of procedure May 28, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Adam Mastry. Referring procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare. Polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy, polypectomy, comma, hot snare polypectomy. Indication is dysphagia, comma, history of EOE, comma, FOBT positive stools. Description of procedure, informed consent with pain period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, or also the patient. Patient was brought to the endoscopy suite. Placed in left lateral position, staged for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care. A well-lubricated on this video. Gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus. Retrocessory is obtained at the cardia. Air resection from the stomach before gastroscope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position as the digital exam was performed or well lubricated on the studio. Colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, the cecal valve, and confluence of fold. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. A retroflexy is obtained in the rectum period. Boston bowel prep scores greater than 7,2-3-2, serotogood prep period. Patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, proximal, mid, and distal esophagus appear to be mildly narrowed with evidence of fracialization of the esophagus with rings, comma, mild exudates, comma, furrowing, comma, and some evidence of edema with loss of vascularity, comma. The EREF score was 4, E-R-E-F-S score. Period. Biopsies were obtained in the proximal, mid, and distal esophagus separately for further evaluation and histology and for eosinophil count. Next line, the Z line was regular at 41 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was evidence of a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of mild gastric erythema. Some biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and through a lead H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2. Portion count biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line. The major papilla appeared unremarkable. Next line. At colonoscopy. Next line, the terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Next line, Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 7,2-3-2, comma, serotogood prep. Next line, there were three sigmoid colon polyps, period. Two were sessile, period. One was approximately 8 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the other was diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. The other sigmoid colon polyp was semi-pedunculated, comma, approximately 10 millimeters and removed with hot snare polypectomy in total. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. They were small to moderate in size. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend initiation of TPI 40 milligrams BID. As it is evident that his EOE is not well controlled with dietary modifications alone. Period. We'll need a rescope in 3 to 6 months while on therapy to reassess response to PPIs and possible dilation taking into account his symptoms after treatment. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years, pending path. Next line, given FOBT positive stools, If patient is found to be anemic, can consider pilocam for further evaluation. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Recommend chewing food thoroughly and chopping into bite-sized pieces. Thank you.